Okay, today is Daf Tezvav. We're on the Mishnah on the Daf Tezvav, and let's move. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Sha'alti es Rabbi Gamliel es Rabbi Yeshua be'itlis shel imaos." Rabbi Akiva said, "I asked the following question to both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace of the city of Imaos. Shehalchu, why were they there? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were there. Likach behema le'mishneh benoshel Rabbi Gamliel. They went to buy some meat." Well, I guess it's a wedding or some party for the son of Rabbi Gamliel. Tosos Yishanim on the bottom points out, he says, why does Mishnah even tell us this? Lodia Shivchan, to sing their praises. Sha'afal Pishai Turudin, even though they were busy, you know, even though they were busy shopping, Hayu Oskin B'Divrei Torah. They were, you know, they were giving Divrei Torah while they were online in Gor Meglat. That's basically what was going on. So he asked them, this is the question he asked them. Haba al achoso, the alachos aviv, the alachosimo. Someone has relations with his sister, with his father's sister, with his mother's sister. So, to both aunts. Mahu, what's the din? Chayav achas al kulon. Is he chayav one chatas for all of them? We don't know exactly the cases yet. O chayav al kol achas va achas. Or is he chayav an individual chatas for violating, I guess you did it, Bishogeg, he violated the three Yisurim. So Amrulo, we said we don't know the case yet. So Amrulo, it have to be with Helamachas. No, it have to be with separate Helamachas, I guess. We'll fix it in the Gemara. So Amrulo, so they said back to him, Lo Shamanu. We didn't hear what the rule is in this case, but we have a similar case. Of Al Shamanu, we heard the following case. Haba Al Chamesh Nashav Nidos. He has five wives, and they all were Nida. And he had beer with each of them, one that each of them were nidos. Here it says, behelim achas. Here it says, in one forgetfulness, he didn't know between each beer and beer that each other one was a nida. Right, behelim achas. Shehu chayev al kol achas va achas. He's chayev for each beer. He's chayev each beer. V'roin anu, change the girsa, and we see, meaning Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, shehadvar mekal v'chomer. That's a kal v'chomer for your case, meaning, by the nidos, he's asur b'tashmish, right? Right. But with the idos, it's the same. It's the nidos. It's the same iser, right? Of each five, it's iser of bias nida. And nevertheless, he's chay of five. So the same iser. Even though he's violating the same iser, he's chay each time. So too, in the case of the three different sisters, which not the exact. It's not the exact. One's a sister, and the other aunts. Then, since they're from the same min, meaning that they're all from a relationship, it'd also be chayiv on each and every one. So Gemara says, wait a second.
Is the wife chayiv or no?
So hechidami. So what's the case? What's the case over here? What was the suffix? So ilem kidigatani. If you say the suffix is the way it sounds in the Mishnah, that a person had bio first with his sister, then with one aunt, and then with the other aunt, then mighty boyle. What's the shayla? Hari Shemos Muchlakim, they are different named Yisurim, right? Achoso, Achos Imo, and Achos Aviv, and Hari Gufin Muchlakim, and it's different bodies, it's different entities. Oh. So of course you would be Chayiv. They're three different Yisurim with three different people. Why would you not be Chayiv three Chatos? So Gemara says, Ela Hachikatani, is the following case. It's Haba, so Haba Achoso, he has via, it's one woman who somehow has all three relationships with him. Right? Haba al achoso, he has bia once with his sister, Shehi achos aviv, who also happens to be his father's sister, Shehi achos imo, and she also happens to be his mother's sister. How that works out, the Gemara will say in a moment. Chayav achas al kulon. Is he chayav one, because there's only one guf, so is he chayav only one chatas? Oh, chayav al kol achas va achas, mahu. Or is he chayav three violations, because he had three shemos in this one person. So mi arminah, do we say, like we said, shehare shemos muchlakin, we have three different averas here, and therefore we should chayav from three korbanos. O dilma, or do we say, hare inguf in muchlakin, but we don't have three different bodies, it's the same guf, and therefore he would only be, and there's only one action, I guess, so therefore he would only be chayav once. So amrulo, so they said to him, lo shamanu, this is what we're going to Mishnah, lo shamanu, we didn't hear this din, aval shamanu, but we heard, if he violated, if he had bia with five wives who are needles with one halama, shehu shame echad, which there it's all the same shame. It's one shame. It's one iser. It's iser nida, even gufi mechlakin. Shehu shame echad, shechayev al kol achas wa achas mishumida. As you chayev on each and every one, even though it's the same shame. But Re'ir shed dvarim kavachomer. We think it's kavachomer. Uma haba achamesh nashav nidos v'vas achas. Someone who has bia with his five wives, who are all nidos, with the same halam, with the same forgetfulness. Shehu shem echa, which is only one name. Nevertheless, chayev kol achas v'achas. He's chayev for each and every one. Achoso, shehu achos aviv, v'shehu achos imo, shehen shloshen shemo. So in this case, where it's three different violations at one shot, there it's only one violation. Here it's three violations. Eino din, she chayev kol achas v'achas, should he be chayev for each and every one? The Gemara says right away, well, wait a second, there's a big difference. Ikol lemefrach, he can inference. Malach hamesh kol nidos, shehen gufin muchlakin. When it comes to the chamesh nidos, okay, fine, it's the same shame, but it's five different actions. It's five gufos. And you can say the same din doesn't apply in our case, even where it's one guf, where it's the same thing, so maybe it's not. It's not a kavah chomer. Right, so the Rishonim do talk about what's the chiddushness. So I think the
same idea. One act over a million.
Yeah. So I thought the chiddush here was to come to figure out how this case actually works. But there was somewhere.
Well, it's only the difference is that it's just one pasuk, whereas the others are different.
Surely, could be. Could be. So Mara says Ella. So why? So what's the case? So why? What's the story with the? I think the chiddush is from here. It's just a special chiddush when it comes to the here. You did one act, and you chayev for all. You chayev the multiple. He says, how do you know that? Ella Amar Kroy. I learned that from a pasuk. The pasuk says, my full pasuk is Isha Sher Yikachas Achoso Bas Aviv Bas Imo Ervas Achoso Gila Abano Yusa. So the pasuk goes back and says Ervas Achoso Gila, which is extraneous because it's talking about a sister. So he says L'chayev Alachoso. That's our case. L'chayev Alachoso She Achos Aviv V'She Achos Imo. I don't know how they get it from there. How they extrapolate from that, but they learn it from the Zeirus Akasim. If you violate, if you have bia with a woman who's your sister, who's also your father's sister and also your mother's sister, you're going to be, even though it's one act, you're still going to be chayev three. You're still going to be chayev three chatos.
No, what is
why it's one act?
Why isn't this?
You only have to be once.
Three different people.
No, we just said it's one person.
It's all the same person.
Yeah, it's all the same person.
Why isn't this the same comparison to a case of, you didn't realize it's Shabbos.
That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's five different things. His question was, if you're doing one act,
right.
One act, that's five things.
Right.
At one shot.
Right.
That's one thing.
Right.
Here it's five different things completely. Like, it's no different than Shabbos.
It's one act.
No, it's not. It's five different things. It's five meters.
The first case, not the five meters.
I'm talking about the five meters.
Right.
5 minutes is five separate acts, one hell.
They were just using the Nida case as trying to prove this case. So I don't think that's any. That's
Shabbos is a much simpler case.
But no, it's not. That's Shabbos, and this is talking about Bios.
No.
Yes.
One hell.
That's Shabbos, and this is talking about having Bia. So it's much more closer comparison.
The comparison is not what the particular thing is. It's irrelevant what the thing is. It's one hell.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Okay.
We
have a choice. We could either continuously ask questions on the Gemara and not move, or we can move and finish the daf because tomorrow is really, really, really hard. Mm-hmm. So we have a choice. It's up to you. I'm fine either way, but just let me know. I'm fine either way. It doesn't make a difference to me. I finished the daf. So it's up to everybody.
Keep rolling.
Okay. So Amar of Ad Bar Abba. So what's the case? Amar of Ad Bar Abba Mishkachas La. We can find the case Berisha Barishia, where you have a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. How's that case? So you have a guy. Let's call him Reuven. Sheba Al Imo. So Reuven has how do you find the case? Find the case where one woman, she's your sister and your aunt from your mother's side and aunt from your father's side. So it's an evil guy, the son of another evil guy. So the first part, the guy Shabal Imo, he has relations with his mother, the holy Chtevanos. And from that relationship, I guess they have twins, because it's only said once. And they have two, two girls are born. So these girls are both his aunt, right? They're both his aunt and his sister, right? The holy Chtevanos. V'chazar ubal achas mehen, and then he goes and has bia with one of these
two,
right? With one of these two, who happens to be his daughter and his aunt, right? The holy Ben, and they have a son, okay? So they have a son together. Uba bino, who's the second Russia, Uba bino al achos imo. and the son then has bia with one of these, with one of these, one of these women, right? So he has bia with one of these women who happens to be, you know, it's alachos imo, it's his mother's sister, because one of them is his mother, one, the other one is his mother's sister. Shehi achoso, it also happens to be his sister, because they share the same, right? They share the same father, right? Achoso. Shehi achos aviv, who also happens to be his father's sister, because the father, if their daughter, but the father had him through the mother, through his mother, so they're his sister. So you have the case where this second guy has bia with the person who happens to be his sister, who's his father's sister and his mother's sister. It's a risha varishia. That's the case. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana. Ba aleha. Wait, he had bia with an erva. V'chazaru ba aleha. And then he repeats and has bia with her again. V'chazaru ba aleha. And he repeats it and has bia again. And I think all these are with Helem Echad, with one. So he has bia multiple times. Rashi says, Ba'aleh, who's Ba'aleh? Al-Achas Mikol Arayos. Somebody who's one of the Arayos, he has bia multiple times with one Halama. So it says, Chayiv, Yishchayiv Echatas, Al-Kol Achas V'Achas. Yishchayiv for each and every one, three actions. Divri Rabbi Elezer. These are the words of Rabbi Elezer. Chachamim, Omer Chachamim say, Ein Chayiv El-Achas, he's only Chayiv once. Okay, because I guess it's only one Halama. Umodim Chachamim, Rabbi Elezer, but Chachamim who say, he's only Chayiv once, will agree to Rabbi Lezer b'ba'al chamesh nashal of nidos v'atz achas. If he goes, if he has bia with his five wives who are all nidos in one halama, shu chayav al achal achas v'achas. In that case, he's chayav in each and every time. However, who garam lehen, is what you mentioned before, is how he caused them to each to be chayav their korban. So since they're each chayav their korban, so he's been chayav five different women, five korbanos, so too he is going to be chayav to bring five korbanos. Right?
So in the case of the three sisters, are they...
I don't know the case of the three sisters. I'm just reading what the Braisa said here. The Braisa said here that if you had five women and you had bia with five of them, with five nashim, you had bia with each of them, one helem, you're going to be chayiv korbanos because each of them is chayiv korban.
Right.
That's what the Braisa says.
So 10 korbanos.
Yeah, five.
Five from him and five from them, right?
Well, one from each of them, but yes.
Yeah.
So Amar Rava L'Rav Nachman. So Rava says, yes, it's five and five. Amar Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava says to Rav Nachman, Mi Amrinan, do we really say this concept of Hoel Vuhu Garam Lehen? Do we really say this concept that the amount of korbanos he has to bring is dependent on the amount of korbanos he causes other people to bring? Is that really true? V'hatanya, we have a following Braisa. The Braisa talks about a case of some men who had bia, he had bia with one of the Arayos five times. Who behelem echad? He had one forgetfulness. He only violated it with one forgetfulness. He never knew in between each one that it was usher. But she, the chamesh helemos. I guess she never told him. She had five helemos. She knew in between each one and still had bia with him five times. So the case is, he didn't know they had bia five times. She did know they had bia five times. And so meaning the man, eno chayv alachas. He's only chayv once. V'hi, meaning she, is chayev as alachas v'yachas. She's chayev each and every time, because she had remembered between each one, so each time she did it, she did the averos, the new halama, so it was five korbanos. Why don't we say that the man, is also chayev five, because he's causing her to bring five. So that, you see, you don't say that. So ela ema, so what's the reason why the chachamim said in our case, where the chachamim agreed to Beleza, that he had been with five of his wives, each of them nida and one halama is chayiv at each one. Ela ema ho il v'guchu mechlokin. Answer simple. The reason why he's chayiv five times, he did five different ma'aseh averos. He did five ma'aseh averos, but this, he's chayiv. So Yibayilu, they asked the following question. Now we come to Shabbos.
So if you do it with ma'aseh, you're chayiv for carbon?
No.
So, but if she knew, then is it...
But she knew in between, but she forgot before the action. She didn't know before the action. That's the case. Right,
yeah.
It's how long she had
amnesia.
Correct. Ibayilu. So they asked him the yeshiva. Now it comes to the Shabbos comparison, which you were mentioning. So a person katsar, v'katsar. So a person on Shabbos went ahead and he cut off of a tree, like he harvested like with the amount, which is grogros, on Shabbos, shir chiyuv. He cut once, v'katsar, and then he went again and he cuts her again. So in one forgetfulness, he didn't know the katsir was us on Shabbos. So at 9 in the morning he cut something, and at 9:30 in the morning he cut something again. Mali Amar Rabbi Eliezer. What will Rabbi Eliezer say in this question, in this case? Meaning Rabbi Eliezer, who said that if you had Bia, right, if you had Bia with five Nashim, right, if you had Bia with five Nashim, one Halama, you chayev in each time. So what is he going to say here? So simply he would say the reason, he definitely would be chayev twice. What's the difference? Someone says, no, my time is Rabbi Eliezer Hassan. What was the reason that we just said before why Rabbi Eliezer said that if you have Bia with an erva multiple times, that you chayev each amount of time that you had Bia with? Is it mishum dehu avitartin? Is it because, let's say he did it twice, let's see, is it because he did it two times? And because of this, I think that's how he said, Abdul Hachi, because of this, he said that you chayev for each and every time. And so too here, he did it twice, he did two actions. There he did two actions, here he did two actions, chayev twice. Odilno, maybe the reason is, time of Rabbi Lezer Hassam, the reason why by two bios, he says you chayev on both, mishum di e f shalo la arvon labiyo zo bezo. Because you cannot, it's not possible to violate the isser of bia twice in one shot. It's two separate actions, right? It's e f shalo la arvon labiyo zo bezo. Rashi says, shtei bios e f shalo arvon, hilka chashivi. Therefore, each one is considered an independent functional act. Aval ktsira shtei grogros, but cutting two dates, cubits shtei grogros, since it's theoretically possible to combine that a ktsira of two grogros in one act, I mean you chop it and you cut down two, so maybe each individual act is not as kasha. Back in the Gemara, right, she says, but if you reap or harvest the shear of grogros, the chazir cuts a grogros pelamecha, and he did it in one forgetfulness, cave on the efshlo la'arav shei grogros vas achas, since it is theoretically possible, even though he didn't do that, but since it's theoretically possible to cut two grogros in one shot, eino chayev al achas, he would only be chayev once, because each one doesn't have its own, I guess, identity as an act. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, taima de Rabbi Lezer hasam mishum de avir tarti. He says it's simple. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer says over there by the bios that you chayev twice is because you did two actions. You had one halama, you did two actions, you chayev twice. So hachanami, so too here by the ktsira, you did it twice. Ha'avatarti. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Yosef gave the other reason. Taima de Rabbi Eliezer hasam de efshel arvam. There, the reason why he's chayev is because you can't combine the acts. Aval efshel al arvam, if you could theoretically combine the acts, then ain't chayev elachas. You'd only be chayev once. So in the case of Big Nafkamina, the case in Shabbos, would you be chayev once or twice? So Esrei Abaye LeRabba. So now Abaye asks on Rabba Shita. Rabba who said that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer said Yechayev twice is because he did two acts. So to by Shabbos to be Yechayev twice because he did two actions. Right, so Amar Esrei Abaye LeRabba. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Avlade Milachos Bimakum Avos Milachos. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Brisa says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're going to be Chayev on the Vlad Milachos, which are Toldos. You'll be Chayev on the Toldos of Milachos, b'makom avos melachos. Meaning, if in one halama you did one av melacha and the tolda of that av melacha as well, you would be chayev twice. So if whatever melacha is, I did the av and the tolda with one halama, I'll be chayev twice. Two actions, one halama, I'm chayev twice. Ha, they make the diuk, av v'av v'vas achas pater. But if you did the same av melacha twice in one halama, like our case of kotzer, you would be putter. Why are they making that diuk? I don't know. Maybe the chiddush is to tell you that the av and the tolda count as two separate things. I don't know. He says ava av v'achas putter. So here it seems to be indicating that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you do the one av and the same another av in the same halava, you'd only be chayev once. Putter, I think, meaning putter from bringing two karbonos, but chayev to bring one carbon. Well, our case that we just brought down, which is we asked about Rabbi Eliezer, was kotzer. It's the same av melacha, right? It's the same av melacha with one ha'alama. And Rabbi Eliezer said that Yechayev, and we asked, what's the deal with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi said that Rabbi Eliezer would say Yechayev twice. But why? We just had from the Brice, and you make the diuk that Rabbi Eliezer says you're only Yechayev once. So it's a kasha, right? V'i amart. And if you say, taima de Rabbi Eliezer, that the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Yechayev, if you had Bia with an erva twice, with one halama, is mishum de ka'avit tarte, it's because you did it twice, amai pater. Why in the case of kotzer, in his rice of doing the same av malacha, with one halama, why are you pater? Sof kol sof, you did two actions. So it's clear, it must be, that the reason why Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv in the case of nida, of the case of erva, is because you can't combine the actions. But in the Hilchos Shabbos case, you could combine the actions, so therefore, by katsa katsa, you'd be potter. That would fit in with Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara answers, no. Amar mar berei de rabbana, I think we changed the gears again. Amar mar berei de rabbana, ana v'rav nuchumei ba'zachayir targimina. We're going to re-explain this brisa, and by re-explaining the brisa, it's no longer a question on Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Hacha b'mayiskinon. So what is this brisa dealing with? What's the brisa dealing with over here? Right here, again, the brisa here is saying that if you did the av and the tolda together, you chayev twice. But if you did the two actions of the av, you'd be potter from bringing it twice. So he says, kigon bedolis hamudles al gabe te'ena. We're talking about, or discussing, the branch of the vine, which has no grapes on it. It's just a branch that is wrapped, I guess, al gabe te'ena, which is wrapped around the branch of the te'ena, which has te'enos on it. Okay. Uktsatsan mivas achas. And I guess you cut them both branches in one shot, right? So you quoted, so you, by cutting the branch with the te'enim on there, that's the av malacha of katsira. Because katsira means you're cutting it down because you need what you're taking to eat. And by cutting the branches of the gefen, well, there's nothing on there. So that's also katsira, but you're cutting that, but it's not an av. Because there you're cutting the branches. What do you need the branches for if there's no fruit on it? You're cutting the branches for firewood. That's a tolda. Right? The katsira, the av, is to cut it for the fruit. And the tolda is to cut it for a different reason. So you're cutting the branch, you're doing one action, you're cutting two different things. One for the av of tzira, and one for the tolda of tzira, and that's why you'll be chayiv twice. Umishim hachi mechayiv Rabbi Elazar, and that's why Rabbi Elazar says you're going to be chayiv two chatos, even though you did it in one shot, ho'il b'shemos muchlokim. Because that's a chiddush. The chiddush is that the av and the tolda are considered different shemos. You know, it's the same category. It's a different shame, once the av, once the tolda. It's shemos muchlokim, and v'gufin muchlokim. And also the gufin muchlokim here, because they're two different branches. And the similar case would be where he says that your putter with the av and the av is the katsar v'katsar. So the similar case would be that he cut and he cut. Well, heichim ishkachas la deputter mifter. So what would be the case where he'd be putter if he cut twice? So he says, no, it means kagon she katsar shtei grogros bevas achas. If he cut two shiurim, two grogros in one shot. So here he did it all in one shot. So there's no gufos muchlokim because it's one. It's one branch with two. There's no gufos muchlokim, and it's not shemos muchlokim because they're both the av. So that's why you be putter aval. But katzor kegrogeres, the chazer katzor kegrogeres. But if he would cut, it once and then come back and cut another one a second time, then he would admit that you chayev twice. Just like Rabba said in the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, that if you do katsira and make katsira, you be chayev twice because it's two malachos. They completely reinterpret the brisa to fit into Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Right. Next. Right. So Rabbi Akiva wouldn't leave them alone while they were shopping. So he asked him another question. V'od sha'alan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked him another question. Evar hameduldal b'behema mahu. Back to the hanging limbs. Right. So you have a limb of an animal that is mostly detached. It's a live animal. It's mostly detached from the body, but it's still hanging on by a thread. So mahu, what's the din? Is it considered separate enough to be considered Aver that was nitlash minachai, the Aver that comes off from a live animal, which is metame as nevela? Is it considered that piece considered nevela? Or, since it's still mechubar, it's still attached to the animal, it's considered tahor. It doesn't have the status of being a nevela yet. So amrulo, they responded to him, lo shamanu, we don't know. We didn't hear an answer in this case. Aval shamanu, but we heard in a similar case, of Aver hameduldal ba'adam shehu tahor, that a hanging limb by a person is considered tahor, as long as it's attached. Once it's detached, it's metamet tumas hames, right? Because it says, by tumas adam, it says ki yamus. It has to be dead. And this is still alive, I guess. And they said, v'kach hayu, right, so he says, Aver, Rashi says, Eiver ha-nitlosh min ha-odim legami, last Rashi, an Eiver that's completely separated from the body, mitama kemes. It's mitama kemes. However, v'amaduldo she-dobuk tzas tar. But if it's hanging by a little bit, it's still going to be tar. So we know by the Eiver ha-maduldo by the Adam, it's going to be tar. So I guess we'll assume that the Eiver ha-maduldo by the behemoth is also going to be tar. And they said, and he has a proof, that the Eiver ha-maduldo by Adam is because of the following case. Because the kach hayu muke shchin osim b'yushalayim. This is how those who were, whatever, they had these diseases, that their limbs were falling off in Yerushalayim. So what happened, they had their evarim were falling off, and they wanted to bring the Korban Pesach. Right, so they wanted, Rashi says, Mukei Shchin, Evarim Noflim, so Holech Lo Erev Pesach Itzel Harofe. They would go Erev Pesach to the surgeon. V'chotcho, right, and he would cut off the limb. Rashi says, V'chotcho Lo Mishum Tahara. He didn't cut it off because they were afraid that they weren't tar. They're still tar because the limb is still there. But he says, Shekodu Makein Nami Tar, because even when it's hanging, they're still tar, Rashi says. Ela Sheloye Mos Beregel Be'Eivra Medudol. It wasn't Yontif Dick to be walking around with a hanging limb. So they wanted to cut the limb off on Erev, you know, this disgusting diseased limb. They wanted to cut it off. I guess it was nicer to just be an amputee than to have this, you know, ugly-looking, you know, diseased limb hanging off of you. So Mokishkin Hayosh Mishraim, Ha'holich Lo Erev Pesach Hatzarof. They go to the surgeon, V'chotcho, and he would cut the limb ad sheminiach bo kisa'ara, until it was still just hanging by a thread. It was hanging by a thread, kisa'ara. And then what would they do? So it's still connected to the goof, because if you separate completely, it becomes tame. And it touches you, your tame. So he says, the v'tochavo besira, and then the mukashchin, it seems like he would peg, or this aver medulda, I'm assuming there's no pain, he would peg this Eiver Medudo to the ground, v'nimshach mimenu, and then he would yank his body away to complete the amputation of the limb. V'nimshach mimenu, v'hala osa pischo, and the mukashchin would able to do his Pesach because he's tahor, v'arofe osa pischo, and the rofe also can do the Korban Pesach. The whole point is to get the limb off. But I want to make sure I get the limb off in a way that no one becomes tamei, because once the limb comes off, you have a tumas mace. So you cut this in a way that's just hanging, then he yanks the rest of the limb off without touching it. The amputee is taller, and the rofe is taller because he never touched the limb that when it was off, right? Varok also pisco. Veroin anush advarim kavachomer. So we see over here that the lever hamadudol of a person is considered is taller. So we see kavachomer to the behemoth that's also it's also taller, right? We see it as a kavachomer. Rashi says kavachomer mefarish b'gemara because adam shemitame mechayim. A person can become tamei while he's alive. An animal cannot become tamei while it's alive. So if the person becomes tamei alive, the Eiver Medudol is still tahor. The animals can't become tamei when it's alive, the Eiver Medudol is going to be tahor as well. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to ask, why is this Mukashrin, who has this hanging limb, and he just pulls it off, why is he not going to be considered tamei at the exact moment that he pulls the limb off? At that moment that he pulls the limb off, the limb is being pulled off and touching him, and therefore he should become tamei. So Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, whereas it's a Mishnah in Machshirim, first parak in Machshirim. The idea again is that food items cannot become tamei until one of the seven liquids fall on them, and you want the liquid to be there. Right, l'ritzono. We have ki yitan, ki yutan. It has to be gritzono. Right, the pasuk says ki yutan mayim al zera v'nafol niblasim alav tamei lachem. Before that, before the liquid falls on the food, even if a mace touches it, it's even if someone is tamei, it doesn't become tamei. It has to be hukshur in order to first become susceptible to accept tumah. So the following case, hamochik es hakresha. So I think this means somebody is squeezing or pressing out the leaks. I guess there's water. How's that for transecretion? He has this water inside. So he's squeezing it out. I guess maybe the rain fell on it or the dew fell on it. V'hasochet b'sa'aro u'b'ksuso. Mashkin shebesocho. Right. Someone is squeezing out the water from his hair, not Shabbos, or from his garment. So mashkin besocho, the water that's in the kresha, or the water that's in the hair or the beged, eino nam b'chiyutan. They are not considered in the concept of chiyutan, and therefore they are not going to be machshir a food item, a kabel truma. If I'm squeezing out the water, I don't want, the doctor don't want the water. I want to get the water out. So I don't want the water. So that water that comes out, if it falls on food, that food is no longer, is not bukshul kabel truma because it's not kiyuta. I didn't purposely place it there. I didn't want it to be there. But the hayotze mimenu, so I guess it's the water inside the kresha. But the hayotze mimenu, harei hein v'chiyutan. Okay, let's start it again. Hamochik as a kresha, v'hasochik b'sa'aro b'ksuso, mashkin shabasocho. The water inside, the water that's left inside is not mokshul kabel tumah. So that kresha, that leak, is not mokshul kabel tumah from the water that's inside. But hayotze mimenu, the water that does come out, water comes out, harei elu b'chiyutan. That does create b'chiyutan. And on the Amar Shmuel, ukresha atzma hukshira. Shmuel says that the kresha itself is hukshira, the kabel tumah. Not what I said now. Shmuel says, when you squeeze out the water, so the water that's coming out, as it's coming out, that's b'chiyutan water, that's touching the kresha, so that kresha is now hukshira the kabel tumah. My time, that's what he says. B'shas kresha sami menu hukshira. At the moment it's leaving the kresha, it's makshira the kresha. So, you have water in the leak.
Right.
Forget the clothing case. You have water in the leak. You want to get the water out of the leak. So right now, the water in the leak, you don't want it there. So right now, whatever is in the leak, the water in the leak.
Touches something,
no.
You don't want the water.
No. I said it wrong to start with. I'll say it the second time. The water that's in the leak does not hook machshir the leak. The leak itself is fine. If I squeeze it out and then that water comes out, that water can create tumah. And can create not susceptibility to tumah. I wanted the water out.
That makes it able to be made something.
Right, hukshul kabel tumah. And Shmuel says it's actually now that I'm squeezing it out, the water that's being squeezed out makes the kresha tameh, because as it comes out, it touches the leak.
And the other theory would be that it makes it tameh because
the other theory would be it's not tameh because the water because it's not inside.
It's
hukshul kabel tumah. Makes it hukshul kabel tumah. Because it wouldn't, while the water is inside,
it's coming out, it has to be making what it's touching tummy. No?
Not tummy, hukshul kabel tumah. Yeah, that's what Shmuel says. So, but he says, well, why in our case is it different? V'hatnan, right? In our case, we said when you yank your arm away, it doesn't make the body tummy. Why not? As it's being yanked away, just like as the water is being squeezed out, it makes the thing hukshul kabel tumah. So to here, when you're yanking it away, it should be considered it's touching it and should be metame the person. And we said he's not metame, he can bring the carbon pesach. Right, b'hatnan erev Pesach holcho etzel the rofeh ve'i amar b'shas priyushasam hukshar. If you're going to say in the leak case, at the moment that it leaves the leak, it's considered water enough to make it hukshul kabel tumah. So to in our case, at the moment it separates, it should be considered metame the body. Right, ve'i amar b'shas priyushasam hukshar va'ikonamia hu ever medalda b'shas priyushasam adam nitmei l'adam. As it's being yanked away, it should be metame also. So the Gemara says, no, we answer the Amar Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef answered elsewhere. Bin nitazin kol kochon, kol kochon, hachinam bin nitazin kol kochon. It says, like Rabbi Lozar answered afterwards, we yank it away with all your force. You yank it away so fast that there's no possibility that it touches as it's being pulled away.
Right, you know,
he squeezes, it's like dripping down. Could be, right. So he says, you yank it so quickly. And so, hechi itmar. So where does Rabbi Yosef actually say that nitazin kol kochon? He's on the following brisa. I'm not sure of the whole case here. So you have zav utamimes shahayu mahalchim. V'yardu aleihem b'shamim. So I have a Zav and a Tameh who are walking. They're walking together, right? They walk into a bar, right? They were walking away, and it rained on them. Af al pi she sochatin, even though they are now squeezing, right? Either the Zav or the Tameh Mace are squeezing their clothing so that the water would come out. Mitzad elyon mitzad tachton. So the water is being moving now from the upper part of the garment to the lower part of the garment. Tahorim. The mayim is considered tahor because the water is only considered water once it comes out. The touch of a zav utamimes is metame. They're squeezing it. So if they touch the water, it's going to become tame. But here, by squeezing it, the water is not tame because it's not considered water yet until it actually leaves the begad. And squeezing it from the top of the begad to the bottom of the begad, it's not tame yet. Right? She'ein mechashvin ela sheyotzu mikulon. It's not considered a mashke until it leaves the garment completely. Yotsu mikulon. Now, if the water, right, comes out, because they wanted the water to come out, so if the water comes out, hare machshirim. They are now considered water enough to be machshir something else, the kabel tumah, but they themselves are not, the water itself is not tameh. So how's that possible? Why is that as they're coming out, as it's coming out, it should have touched the mace. He says, no, benitazim mikol kochon. He squeezed it really hard, so he squeezed it in one real hard, so it came out without touching. There's no possibility of it touching the bet, because the beged itself that's on the zav or the tamei mace is tamei itself. So the water itself, when it gets the status of water, when it's leaving the beged, shouldn't it become tamei because it's touching the thing? No, he squeezed it so hard that it came out. How it come out? There's a stream. I don't know. It came out in such a way with such force that it doesn't touch the beged. Okay. Now Rabbi Akiva is still bothering them. The Och Shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked him again. Hashochet Chamisha Zvachim. What did I skip? No. Okay. The Och. He's like. The Och Shalom Rabbi Akiva. Hashochet Chamisha Zvachim Bachutz. Shechted five korbanos outside the Azara. You're not allowed to shecht the korban outside. He shechted five different korbanos outside. The Helen Echas. And one forgetfulness. Mahu. What's the din? Chayav Akol Achas V'Achas. O Achas Akula. Is he Chayav? Each and every one. Similar questions each time. I don't know to figure out what the difference is.
Is there a significance to the number five here? Why do you have to say two when you would learn from 2-5?
I think that's just the number that they give. I think that, right? So chayev akol achas yachas, o achas al kulam. Or is he chayev one for all, korban for all of them? So amrulo, Rabbi Leo Yeshua said back to him, lo shamanu, we don't know the din, but amr Rabbi Yeshua, here Rabbi Yeshua says, shamati, I heard something similar. But ochel mizevach echad. If somebody eats from one carbon, right? So one carbon had its blood thrown, I guess, right? Rashi says in Nizrak Domo, right? His blood was thrown. Michamisha tamchuyin, in five different pots, it was prepared five different ways. The helem echad, in one forgetfulness. Shehu chayev akol achas v'achas mishem ila. He's chayev mi'ila for each and every one. He's not allowed to get benefit from the carbon, and he did. So he's, right? Since they were put into five different pots, he's going to view them as five separate avedos. So this is one carbon. The ro anisha dvarim kavachomer, and should be a kavachomer. If by one carbon you chayiv be'ila five times, so too if you shechted five carbonas outside, you're going to be chayiv as well. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, no, that cannot have been the question. We'll figure out why not. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo kach sha'olam Rabbi Akiva. That was not Rabbi Akiva's question. Ela, this was the question. But ochel noser mechamisha zvachim ve'elam echad. The guy ate, there were five carbonos that had what was left over, and he ate a piece of kazaisiv noser from each of those karbanos with one halama. He didn't know that noser was aser, I guess. He ate from five karbanos. Mahu, what's the din? Chayav achas akulan, is he chayav one karban for eating noser? Or chayav akol achas viachas, so he's chayav five karbanos for eating five different nosers. So amr lo, so that they said, lo shamanu, we near the din, and amr b'shua shamati, I did hear a din similar, mi ochel zevach echa mi chamisha tachun yehel mechad, if he ate from one carbon in five from five different pots, he's chayav me'ila five times. Now the kavachomer makes more sense. If he eats one carbon five different ways, he's chayav five times. If he eats from five carbonos, then he should certainly be chayav five times.
We had this in the mission the other day, one carbon five different ways, when we had the case of
Nazi. Yeah, we mentioned it. Yeah.
Same case.
Well, that's the case. He's using that as the proof. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't really like your comparison. However, im halacha, if it's like halacha that you had as a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, I'll accept it. But im l'din, but if you didn't do this as a din, but you're just making up this Kabbalah Chomer on your own, from your own Svara, yesh tshuva. I have a way to upset this Kabbalah Chomer. So Rabbi Yeshua says to them, you know what, let me hear your logical argument to reject my Kabbalah Chomer. So Amar lo, he says, mi'ila is different. You can't compare it to Mi'ila to Nosar, because Mi'ila has different halachos.
Michael, just one question that always bothers me in cases like this. If it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, how is that Rabbi Akiva has not received that?
I don't know if it says that it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai.
No, but he's saying, if it is halacha, means it could be, he's asking him, is this halacha? If it is, why, how come it didn't?
Because Rabbi Akiva is learning now, and he's learning the rules. I don't know. I don't know the Gemara on the next line. When I get to it, I'll learn it. So Rabbi Akiva is in the midst of learning, and he's learning. Is this halacha machine or is that? I'm not sure if this means halacha machine. It happens to be halacha because we've shown him. Rabbeinu Gershom says that it says halacha machine Sinai. Rashi seems to say that's just a Kabbalah you have from your Rebbe. But even if it is halacha machine, Rabbi Akiva could be, it could be during the time that he's first learning. So then he didn't know it yet. I hear your kasha about it. In other cases, we say halacha machine Sinai. People argue on halacha machine Sinai. That's a kasha. Here, maybe you just didn't know about it yet. Okay. So Amar Lo, right, because he only started learning when he was 40, so maybe he's 41 right now and doesn't know everything. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Kiva, you know what, reject my Kavach Omer. Amar, Rabbi Kiva says to him, the Lo, it's not, they're not comparable at all. Imar Marpa Me'ila, and we say when it comes to Me'ila, it's more Chomer. Me'ila is much more Chomer, that's why you B'chayim multiple times. So he asa bas ha-macha ke'ochel, v'esamahana kenene. If I feed you the item, then I'm Chayiv and you're Chayiv. And mahana menena, if it's not food, and I give you the chair, you know, the person who causes it was also chayav mekor meila, not just the person who gets the benefit. And also the tzir versus meila is man meruba. Meila can also be combined. If I'm moel, I guess a chatzi pruta in the morning and a chatzi pruta later on, it combines. So it's not a chila. It's enough to have this worry of ketokli a chilas pras. That can be so meilas can combine. Tomer ben nosar sheimbo achs meila. The same thing can't apply by nosar. Nosar doesn't have this dinim. So by meila, because it's more chomer, it has this din that you'll be chayav multiple times. But nosar might be different. So my kash leila Rabbi Shimon. You want to ask, why did Rabbi Shimon say, that was not the question. What was bothersome for Shimon, the first way they answered, right? The first question that they said was, someone who shechfies lachim mechutz, and he compares it to me'ila. So why could that be the question? So he says, hachik kashule. This was the problematic to Rabbi Shimon. Ma re'aya l'shoche me'ochel. You can't compare shechita to achila. Ma'i la'ochel shekeinene. Ochel is different, because ochel you're getting, sorry? Right, ochel you're getting hana. Maybe that's why you're mechayiv for each and every tamchoy. But if you're zoveach by outside, there's no hana, so maybe that would be different. Maybe he wouldn't get five. Actually, he could be comparing. He would not have been comparing cooking in chamisha tamchoyim, cooking in five tamchoyim with shechita. He wouldn't have made that comparison. Alex, now we just repeat, just read it quickly. Elakach shalom, this was the question Rabbi Kiva asked. Ha'ochel nosam and chamesh zvachim, if he eats nosam and chay zvachim, yama achas, and one forgetfulness, mahu, chay b'chol achas v'achas, ol achas akulon, omru lo, they said that, the Moshe Manu, omru Rabbi Shua shamati, ba'ochel mizevach acham, mechamesh atokhuyim, behalem echad, shechay b'chol achas v'achas, mishum ila, b'roa anim, shedvorim kal b'chomer, ma mizevach echad, just like by Zevach Echad, she'ein, now just explain it, by Zevach Echad, she'ein gufu muchlakim, where it's not a separate guf, chayev akol achas v'achas mishum tavchui muchlakim, the pots separated, you be chayev twice, so chamisha zvachim, the guf muchlakim, and the guf is itself muchlak, lo kol shekein, of course it should be chayev. Now the Gir says he skipped till Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, im halacha, right, Nikabel, Rabbi Kiva says, if it's halacha, I'm going to accept it, but if it's your own svara, I have a kasha. So the question is, did Rabbi Yeshua accept Rabbi Akiva's rejection? Kibla Rabbi Yeshua chum Rabbi Akiva, olo. So did Rabbi Yeshua accept the din, the logic of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he can't learn it from Me'ila? And if he can't learn it from Me'ila, then he has no raya for the case of Nosar? Or did he not accept it? So the Gemara says, I'm not going to finish this. So touch him. Otherwise it goes all the way to the Mishnah. I know, but tomorrow's so hard.
It's okay.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll end up having to redo it anyway.